So do you need to wear tefillin every day? Can you get away with every other day and you're fine? So if you think about the parasha, last week's parasha, this week's parasha, it never actually says, right, that you have to wear tefillin at a certain point. You have to tie it on your hand, on your head, totafos ben necha. But it never actually says a zman of when and where and how you're supposed to wear tefillin. So the Bar Halacha already in Siman Lamed Zayin brings a machlokas. The Prima Gadim is mistopic, he writes. If midaraisa chayiv kol hayom, if you have to wear tefillin every day, all day, omna Torah, or option number two, midaraisa dai berege echad shemeniach. It's sufficient for 1 second a day. Omidarabanan, and just rabbanan kol hayom, all day. But the rabbi said you don't have to wear it now all day. Shein wanu guf naki, because we don't have a clean body. And the Prima Gadim concludes, the ikran shel dvarim, you want to know what the answer is? The imlo heiniach yom echad klal, if you don't wear tefillin all at all for 1 day, but til mitzvah saseh, you violate an asay, uviniach rege alav kayim a mitzvah. As long as you wear it for 1 second of every day, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. But mitzvah min ha-mufchar to wear it all day. So opinion number one is the Prima Gadim is you have to wear it every day, but 1 second suffices per day. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov something very interesting. Yeshuas Yaakov pasak to min ha-Torah mitzvason kol hayom. Midoraisa, you need to wear it every day, all day, it sounds like. Meaning, it's a perpetual obligation. Query whether that chiyuv is at night or not, but let's say during the day, all day, you need to wear the tefillin the entire time. Comes along with Chubas van Huggis and Rabbi Sternbach and many others, and they cite a famous briskerov. The briskerov apparently used to remark that there is no chiyuv d'oraisa to wear tefillin every day. In other words, he sounds like opinion number two. You need to wear tefillin always. Always you're supposed to wear tefillin. Every second a person's obligated to wear tefillin. But it's not day dependent. Just like you have a mezuzah on your door, it's not like, oh, you keep a mezuzah up for a second every day. Then you take it down and you fulfilled your mitzvah. Your mezuzah is supposed to have a door. I mean, your door is supposed to have a mezuzah. So to your head is supposed to have tefillin. But it's not based on the day. Okay, it doesn't mean anything until I give you some nafka meanings. According to the briskerov, listen to this. It comes out tremendously lenient on some aspects. Should you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? A whole discussion, could spend 5 hours talking about it. We'll give it 10 minutes at some point. But simply put, the briskerov said, there is no need to wear it on Chol HaMoed. You're missing a day without fulfilling this mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the briskerov, who cares? It's not based on the day. So you know what the briskerov used to do? After Chol HaMoed, after Yontif, he would wear tefillin extra half hour, an extra long, whatever, 45 minutes, however long his davening was on Chol HaMoed, to make up for the 45 minutes that he missed. Because you could do tashlumin, because it's not day dependent. If it's day dependent, then you can't miss a day. There's nothing you could do anymore. That's a good question. Why are women bothered? Because it's still zman grum, because you don't have to wear it at night, maybe. So maybe it's still zman grum. You have to wear it all day. I hear you. But some of it's not better on the day, but it's still better on time, day versus night, maybe. So that's why it's not in mitzvah stations. I mean, it's still dependent on certain hours, but according to Bris Krum, there's no specific, you're right. There's no, it's not like a daily chiyuv. Another nafkamina is the big shayla. If a person dies, let's say the person's Eretz Yisrael, a person dies at 5 o'clock in the morning. So in Eretz Yisrael, they bury him at 11 a.m. in the morning. Yeah? Let's say. 12 o'clock, you put on tefillin or you don't put on tefillin that first day? Speak my chokas, because it is buried, but it's still Yom Rishon. So, but it's after burial. So it's a big, big discussion in the poskim. Says the briskerov, no, you don't put on tefillin. The whole reason why you should put on tefillin is because you shouldn't go 1 day without tefillin, and that trumps other reasons not to put on tefillin. Says the briskerov, it's not day dependent. Third nafkamina. He says, are you allowed to specifically schedule a operation on Friday? Should you specifically schedule an operation on Friday? This is a shaila asked the Chuvas van Huggis. Why Friday? Because this way, you have, let's say, a day or two to recover from a surgery. Okay, you're not going to be able to put on tefillin and you're still in the ICU, let's say, the first 24 hours. But If the next day is Shabbos, so you're not going to lose putting on tefillin because you don't wear tefillin anyway. So maybe you should specifically schedule your surgeries for Chol HaMoed and Erev Shabbos. You're not supposed to have a surgery on Erev Shabbos or on Chol HaMoed if you don't can't have to. No, but here it's for a mitzvah reason. It's to enable you to put on tefillin. Says Brisk Rav, says the Trubus Hanukkah, it's based on the Brisk Rav, that's a ridiculous svar. Because the whole, if you miss tefillin one day, there's nothing wrong with that. However, listen to all these Rishonim who disagree. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you violate 8 assays if you don't wear tefillin each day. The Ritva, commenting on the famous story in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Elisha Baal Kanafayim was always machmir wearing tefillin. In the time of the Romans, they didn't let you wear tefillin. He wore tefillin, and the Romans saw him. They started chasing him, so he put his hand on his head, took it off. And when the Romans came there, he said, what do you have in your hand? And he said, it was a dove. And of course, he opened up his hands, and the dove flew out. Says all the Rishonim, how is he allowed to take off his tefillin? What do you mean? In a time of shmad, in a time of danger, when people are telling you not to do mitzvahs, you're mechuyev to keep every mitzvah, so that you're not allowed to show them that you're falling prey to their anti-Semitic decrees. So how is he allowed to take it off? Says the Ritva, you know why? Because he had already fulfilled his mitzvah of tefillin that day. Why? By wearing it for 1 second. So therefore you see, the Ritva holds wearing it once a day is the mitzvah. Similarly, the Sefer Archas Chaim Arush writes that there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin every day midaraisa, once a day. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what's the makar of this? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his typical fashion, brings a very creative proof from something you probably read this Gemara 1,000 times, you wouldn't realize, oh, there's actually a proof to this major machlokas. The Gemara in Shavuos is having a very intricate conversation about certain types of swears, what's considered a swear which you violate certain violations of Shavuos. So the Gemara says, lo achalti ayom, if you said, I didn't eat today, lo inachti tefillin ayom, I didn't wear tefillin today, and you swear on that, you're chayav for a false Shavuah if it was false. Says the Gemara, well, a Shavuah has to be that it could be done in the past and it could be done in the future. The Gemara there is disgusting. So says the Gemara, I understand you could say, I didn't eat today. You could also make a Shavuah that I won't eat today. That's a valid Shavuah. But how could you make a Shavuah, says the Gemara, that I won't put on tefillin in the future all day? You're not going to make a Shavuah that violates the Torah rule. You can't make a Shavuah, I'm not going to keep Shabbos. You can't make a Shavuah, therefore I'm not going to put on tefillin all day. That's what the Gemara says. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you see from over there that what? That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to put on tefillin each and every day, and therefore you have this huge machlokas. Is it a chiyuv to wear tefillin every day or not? I have a minute and a half left. I'll tell you a wildest story about tefillin. So a good way we start a new series on tefillin. And it also is very, dovetails nicely with just having finished Tisha B'Av and all these stories with the Holocaust and all these terrible tragedies. So there's a Rav, I saw this written in, by his son in a Sefer in a Divrei Zikaron about his father. Rav Yaakov Eliezer Freeman was a Rav in Rakoshige, Hungary. So a big Rav comes to America, he survives the war. He had tefillin, teeny tefillin, that he kept with him. Didn't look like he was in Auschwitz, but it looks like in this Hebrew Sefer I was reading that he was in the camps. He was in certain camps, and I listed some camps that didn't sound so familiar to me. So it wasn't one of the more famous camps, but he was in the camps for a year or two. He put on tefillin every single day. These tefillin, which were handed out to him from Yerusha, he had these special tefillin, every single day. He makes it through the war. He comes to America. He's walking in Manhattan one day, and some thief was with his tefillin. He's walking with his tefillin. Thief comes, rips the tefillin bag out of his hand, steals his tefillin. He never saw the tefillin again in his life. He says his lesson is that even in America, you're still in Gaulis. Still in Gaulis. You shouldn't forget. He says he put on tefillin every single day in Europe, in the camps, every single day he was mocked with these tefillin, no matter what, thick and thin. Here, he lost his tefillin. He's walking the streets of Manhattan. He still could lose your tefillin. Lesson is the power of putting on tefillin every single day, you know, no matter where you are, and to remember you're in Gaulis and how the mitzvah of tefillin has carried us through, and hopefully will carry us through this series on tefillin. Shkai.